What is up, everyone? Welcome to the DWJBBF Studios. This is the Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast, where we talk about sports, video games, movies, and whatever else is trending. You can find us on all social media platforms at Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast or DWJBBF podcast. You can call or text us at 312-834-7048. And if you leave a good enough message, you might hear yourself on the next episode. Don't forget to hit sub on YouTube, follow us on Twitch, hit those bell notifications. We are also up on Spotify if you want to listen to Spotify on a VOD. We are live every Thursday, and VODs go up the next day. I am Anthony. I am with Alfredo, who's going to be joining me shortly. We got a pretty good one this week. We talk a little bit about everything. We talk about Texas, you know, everything, all the struggles. You know, so, and then we kind of get into some movie news and trailers, talk about all the new movies that that are coming out that we got news for. Not all of them, most of them. Yeah, we just kind of talk about some random stuff at the end. Marvel, of course, we can't have a podcast without Marvel, the Marvel talk. But yeah, so we talk about a little bit about that. No WandaVision, a little bit, but no spoilers. So you guys can listen without worry. But yeah, thank you guys for watching this week's episode, and enjoy episode 55 of Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast.
What do you think about that snow in Texas, man? Freezing people.
Ooh, they, man.
Dude, man, there was something I read. What was the guy's name?
I feel really bad for him, man. I mean, it sucks.
I know we have things to talk about.
Hey, do me something.
Yep.
That looks good. I just want to hear how we sound. Make sure.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Mommy does sing the ABCs or.
It sounds good, man. Looks good. I am happy. Yeah. Actually, and then I like it too because, yeah, I like it too. Yeah, Martin, what's up, fellas, man? What is up, man?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Up right there.
Damn.
Sounds good. Awesome. Yeah, man. Bad. Yeah. So we are on YouTube and Twitch like normal, and Facebook, which is super awesome.
Ooh, we're coming up in the world.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Suede, the remix god. He does some good stuff, man. I guess he got famous. He did that song with the Gorilla Glue girl.
Yeah.
I guess the one that really really got him famous was the the lady in the church. You know, it was like, I got greens, beans, potatoes, you know, you name it, you know, like, I don't know if you remember that one.
No,
it's like at a church, like, I'll say it, like an African-American church, you know, so yeah. they sing a lot and stuff like that. And hers was like, what was it? Like, she's up there and they're getting like ready for Thanksgiving. She goes, we got greens, you know, leans, beans, potatoes, you name it, you know, you name it. And she's like just listing off all this food. Oh man, that's a classic. That's a classic. That's why a lot of these like that I started doing with our countdown are like classic kind of ones and newer ones that are pretty funny. But that's the one that really made them big. And Andy, that's when awesome, can I be, man, on the show? But yeah, so. But yeah, he does some good stuff. That and the one he did a long time ago was, remember The Simpsons where he goes, my ding-a-ling?
Yes.
My ding-a-ling. He remixed that. Ding-a-ling. It's awesome. That was like one of his first ones that really went viral. But now he's everywhere. And the Fergie National Anthem one, epic. It's just good, man. You're just like, yeah.
I have to see that one.
Yeah. They're short. They're like 60 seconds, maybe a minute and a half. And I don't know, they're just like, you bob your head and like, this is the stupidest thing ever, but it's got a good beat to it. So you're like, yeah.
Yeah. I like the other one too. The Shia LaBeouf, that was good.
The Shia LaBeouf one is cool. I got a bunch with Shannon Sharp. Oh, that are awesome, man.
Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe with Skip? Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be good for Sunday. Dude, speaking of Sunday, yeah. I just saw Any Given Sunday. It's been like
years. Oh, wait. I'm like, for the first time?
No. God, no.
I was like, what?
When it first came out, I watched it, four times in movie theater? Mm-hmm. So, that was back when I was playing semi-pro, so it was all hyped up shit at the time. But it was good. It was a long time. It's been a while. So I'm like, man, a lot of the shit there I should have done at when I was coaching Death Knights. He said a lot of good stuff there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Steal his speeches.
Oh, yeah. Well, not steal them, just borrow them with my way. Can't say steal.
That's one of those movies that just.
Yeah, Oliver
Stone. Classic, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is Oliver Stone. Damn.
Yeah.
That guy.
So, this Texas thing, it's a sad, sad thing right now. Do you know the reason why there's no heat or gas?
Well, everything froze, man. They're in like sub-freezing temperatures. It's like bad, bad. Anywhere there's liquid, it is frozen. Whether it be in the gas lines, plumbing, it's the pictures and the videos. It's so bad.
There's a video of someone renting speeches. Yeah, I could rent one in your poop. Nice. Thanks, Wanda. But there was one where I saw a video. It was a fish tank, solid frozen mm-hmm. solid, actually. And it bothered me.
I know what you're talking about.
You saw it, but it really bothered me that what the mayor, Tim Boyd.
Oh, yeah. That was Colorado City, I think, in Texas. Colorado City, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's the city. Yeah. Yeah, man. I read that. I was pretty pissed with that. I was like, man, that's really fucked up, you know?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, I know you're probably looking for it, but the thing that really got me was. He said, "You have it, okay." You want to, I don't know if you want to read parts of what he said.
No. Well, go ahead and let me skim through it. I have all my notes, and I was very productive today at work. And unfortunately, left all my notes at work again. So, go ahead. Let me skim through this.
Well, yeah. So I know the one thing was. He said that they don't owe that the power company doesn't owe you anything. So don't be lazy and get up and fix a problem yourself. I'm like, first of all, they do owe you something. They owe you the service that you pay them for. That's bullshit. Like, don't get out of here. It's like you act like you're asking for electricity. Like, no, I pay for it. We signed a contract. Like, and now your end of the contract is not being kept up with it for whatever reason, you know. Mm-hmm. So that one kind of pissed me off. I'm like, that's some bullshit. It's like, oh, they don't owe you anything. Like, yeah, they owe the service I pay for. Like, what the hell? That's not how this works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading everything what he wrote.
Yeah, he went on a pretty decent rant.
Mama, to read it. It's like, if I had to guess, 45 seconds.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Okay, so Tim Boyd wrote this. There's no date. But says, let me hurt some feelings while I have a minute. So you know this guy's going to be a dick right off the bat when you say that. Mm-hmm. So no one owes you or your family. This is what he wrote. Are your family anything? Nor it's the local government's responsibility to support you're doing trying times like this or swim. It's your choice. The city and the country, along with the power providers or any other service, owes you nothing. Nothing in capital letters with one explanation point. I'm sick and tired of people looking for a damn handout. If you don't have electricity, you step up and come up with a game plan to keep your family warm and safe. If you have no water, you deal without and think outside of the box to survive to supply water to your family. If you're sitting at home in the cold because you have no power and are sitting there waiting for someone to come rescue you because you're lazy, it's a direct result of your raising. Only the strong will survive and the weak will perish. Folks, God has given you the tools to support ourselves in times like this. This is sadly a product of the socialist government, why they feed people to believe that there are a few, in capital letters, will work with others and will become independent and for handouts. I am sorry that you have been dealing without electricity and water. Yes, but I'll be damned if I'm going to provide for anyone that is capable of doing it for themselves. We have lost sight of those in need and those that take advantage of the system and mesh them into one group. Bottom line, quit crying and looking for a handout. Get off your ass and take care of your own family. Bottom line, don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that pisses me off. It's not a handout. It's not a handout. It's a service that they're paying for, man. That's bullshit. But that service will be quick as hell to cut off your service if you don't pay. Mm-hmm. You know, you can easily turn around like, hey, company, don't be looking for a handout because I can't pay this week. You know, it's bullshit. You know?
Yeah. The whole thing
pisses me off.
It is. It's sad that this
asshole. No one wants to take responsibility and then they put the shit on stuff that it's not.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And then that's what's disgusting because. Okay, get off your ass and do what? Go look for water? It's frozen. You go outside, you probably fucking freeze and get frostbitten like within minutes because they're not accustomed to that weather.
Yeah, they don't know how to handle it. Which leads to another problem is
the gas. Where do you get gas from? I mean, it's not like it grows on trees. Let's cut down a tree and get siphon gas from the fucking trunk. It's nothing like that at all. I don't understand what this asshole is trying to do or is trying to say. You know, he wants to fucking hand out and that's bullshit, dude. I mean, this asshole fucking bought something and then, I'm so fucking pissed off.
Where we got a comment. Yeah, like he's like, use your stove as heat. Do not, first of all, don't ever use your stove as heat. That is super, super dangerous and should not do that. So if you're listening, Andy, don't do that. If you need heat, it is a thing that sometimes people do, and it's bad because it's carbon monoxide, or dioxide. I don't know. I'm not a chemist. But that's another thing that people are doing. They're going in their car, and trying to warm up, not knowing that all the exhaust fumes is gonna kill you. You know, so there's like stuff that they're doing. They're bringing in they're bringing in their barbecue grills and using that as the heat source. And then they're getting, all that smoke and all that gas burning, so it's super dangerous. Already, I believe 4 people died. I could be wrong, but I thought I read about 4 people died just from smoke inhalation or carbon dioxide poisoning already. So from your car, and you can't turn on your stove because they don't have any gas. So it's not like they just don't have any electricity. They don't have any electricity. They don't have any gas. They don't have anything, man. And it's really bad. It's like for us, we know things what to do and how to prevent things. Over there, they don't know. They don't know anything. You know, like somebody was like, "Oh, I put a blanket in front of the door." I was like, "Yeah." I mean, I'm like that's, and somebody's like, "I taped the edges around the door." I was like, "Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do," but they don't. Know that because they don't have to deal with it, And so, it really sucks, man. It really, really sucks. There's a whole political thing with being on the grid or off the grid because El Paso is not having any problems because they're still on the grid, on the federal grid.
Right.
So El Paso, Texas has no problems.
So that's what it's all about. I mean, they have the windmills. I think that's the name for them. I'm not 100% sure.
The turbine, the wind turbine.
The turbine. Thank you. That's what it is. So they have that, and so therefore it's pure clean energy. Hey, more power to you. This happened, froze the turbines, so they're frozen. So there's no power kicking in or nothing. So yeah. Now what? There's no backup. And what I heard earlier today was...
But the only thing is, that's only 10%. 10 to 12% is solar and wind.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me if 10% of the grid goes off, the whole fucking state just freezes over? Dude, like the gas, coal, and nuclear power makes up 88% of how Texas gets their power.
Mm-hmm.
So people blaming wind turbines is bullshit. I'm like, yeah, of course it's not going to be because it's not winterized. Nothing's winterized.
Mm-mm.
You know, like windmills work in Iceland. You know, there's all the pictures in fucking Norway and Greenland with, you know, freezing cold shit, and they work there, but they're also made to work there.
Right.
You know, they have no idea what four-wheel drive is out there.
I mean, it's so you know, they do have a lot of off-roading, but I know what you're talking about.
But not for snow. Yeah. No, not like for snow tires? Yeah, they have no idea what snow tires are.
I don't think they exist out there.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, here we can go to, like, AutoZone and get chains, you know, for snow tire chains.
Yeah.
They don't, there's no place over there that's going to have it. They're just not ready for it.
All right.
But no, I mean, that pissed me off because it's like, oh, it's the green power that failed us. I was like, the green power is only 10%. What about your nuclear power? What about your gas and your coal? I'm like, you're fucking Texas. You own all the gas in America. Why does Saudi Arabia own, you know, 60% of your gas?
Yeah. Hold on one second, man.
That's a better question.
I gotta check something over there.
Oh.
Go ahead and answer Andy's question.
Where are you talking about? We're talking about Texas. Texas is really, really messed up right now, man. You know, I hope they get their stuff going. Eat more frijoles for gas. Exactly, man. See, that's why all the Tex-Mex places down there, they know what they're doing. But yeah, that place is pretty bad. What else? I know I don't want to talk about anything until Fredo comes back. But who else we got in here? All right, man. So we got some people in YouTube from Facebook.
All right.
Twitch people in here.
So someone said beans? What?
Yeah.
So someone mentioned
Armando said beans.
I threw my interest at the laundry room. Yeah, so that is nuts. And
but the fucking leadership. Well, the whole thing today is Ted Cruz. Did you see about that?
Oh man, that mother. He left and apparently he came back.
Yeah, I think he's on his way back if he's not already back. And then he blames it on his daughters, which is even more fucked up. Like, dude.
He's a pussy.
Oh, he's the worst, man. What are you doing, kitty?
He's a fucking
I'm like, your wife, your family must fucking hate you. Because when Trump was calling you all these names and calling your wife all these names, you didn't do anything. And then you stand behind the fucker who called your wife and your family all these names. One thing, and now you're in trouble, and you're using your daughters as scapegoats, dude. Like, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Don't use your family as a scapegoat.
He's not a man. He's not a man. If anybody would call him, you know, Jess or my family, or you know, fuck. Oh, yeah. There'd be like 6 inches of plastic between us, man.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. But yeah, man. So I hope everyone down there gets well soon. I know they're getting another storm, I believe tomorrow or Saturday. So they're gonna get another hit of it, which is not good.
No, it's not. The only thing I can think of is whatever gas they have in their vehicles, I try to head either south or, you know, the opposite direction, closest direction, and you know, they have shelters,
get out of
church, you know, just leave and hold over, you know. I mean, if you got family elsewhere.
They can't even, yeah. I know they can't drive.
Right. I have.
The roads are so bad.
I have family down there and I contact them. So thank God everyone's okay. They're good. That's good. Because I was going to be like, hey, fly up here. I'll buy the tickets. Drive up here. I'll send you gas money. You know. our place is not big, but we got plenty of floor space, blankets and pillows.
Yeah, we'll at least
worry about the rest later. Just be safe.
Right out a couple weeks.
Yeah, at least, you know, shit. It's 18th end of March. Yeah. Stay to my birthday. I don't care. Fuck.
But yeah, they're gonna get hit again, which really, really sucks, man. So hopefully. But yeah. I know there is some good news. There is a furniture place. I can't remember the guy's name. I literally just read it right before we went live. And he had opened up his furniture store for people to come in and like, you know, try to like heat up and be out of the cold and stuff like that. So
that's great, man.
But yeah, it's I think down there they need to figure out people in charge are really fucked them over because there's the rolling blackouts. So, you know, but then you're finding out that like, oh, we're all supposed to share the blackouts evenly. But now you're finding out that the poorer neighborhoods are getting less or getting more blackout time to make sure the richer neighborhoods don't, you know, so, which is fucked up, you know, so there's a lot of that going on.
Bunch of assholes.
Yeah. So I don't know. You want to go over to something a little different?
Yeah. That's all I want to get, you know, Tim Boyd and Ted Cruz. Fuck you. Sorry for the language, but I don't. Huh?
No, they suck.
Yeah, they suck. Yeah, I'll give you my address. Fucking do whatever you want with it. I don't care. But hey, we landed on Mars. Yay!
yeah, that was awesome today, man. That was really cool. There's some pictures already out.
I didn't even know
Mars. Pretty cool.
I didn't even notice until. I like right before I like an hour or two ago, I saw my friend Joe Guzman. He's an astronomer and he loves that kind of stuff. And he teaches a class with astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a picture of like all his students, like he posted a picture on Facebook, but all his students had a selfie with the laptop or TV or whatever on showing the landing. So that shows a lot how much he's meant to these kids that, cool. You know, someone like him can inspire so many children to look up stars and study something that they love.
Yeah. And I think that one thing is like how, I think YouTube helped with, space, with like NASA and stuff like that. 'Cause I remember for a while, it was kind of over. People didn't care anymore. You know, they didn't televise launches and stuff like that. Now I follow NASA, you know, they televise every launch, or not televise, but stream every launch. And it's super cool. And I think it allowed people to find that, you know, like that, like, oh, cool. This is really cool, which it is super cool. Like watching like Elon Musk, you know, his crazy ass launch those the rockets, and then they come down and land. Oh, that's crazy. It looks fake. It looks really fake when they're landing.
It does look fake. It looks like, oh, that's just reversed.
Yeah.
The only thing, no, it's not fake because the smoke stays out. It doesn't go right back in. So yeah. I'm like, that's awesome.
Well, one blew up a couple weeks ago. I believe 2 weeks ago. One was landing, and then it poof. And that was the first one that blew up in a while. So,
anybody died?
No. It wasn't the ship. Well, they're not doing any manned ones right now. But it was the return of the centrifuge, or it's not a centrifuge, whatever freaking thing it was.
Fuselage.
But yeah, the fuselage, yeah, something like that. It's usually two of them or one of them, but it's just like he's like, yeah, hey, we can reuse that a bunch of times, and that can save so much money. I was like, wow, cool. You know,
I wonder if that's one that they use like maybe 10 times. And they're like, okay, no more than 9. The number 10 is a big boom. So no more.
Yeah. He said they're still like, this is all testing. This is also like testing and trials and stuff. So,
oh, yeah.
I think he said that like if it doesn't blow up, then that's when he gets scared, you know, because, you know, If things like are just perfect right off the bat, he's like, well, you know, it's gonna be a big boom later.
Yes, you want something wrong because like that you could pinpoint it right away, not when it's like years on down. I'm guessing it's cheaper to broadcast it on YouTube and stream it actually, on Twitch or wherever. I'm guessing it's cheaper that way because therefore anything televised costs money because you're taking a show, you're taking the commercials, and then you gotta backlog it, and so
Well, you figure you got to pay for it, pay for airtime, rather than this way, you're getting paid to show it, because now you're on YouTube, you're able to run ads, run whatever you need or don't, So it's really fun. It's really fun because they do a whole, it's a whole thing. It's just not like you looking at the rocket for an hour. They have like people at a desk and they have segments. They're talking about like what's going in the space and how it's going. It's for me, it's really interesting. I really enjoy stuff like that.
You know what would have been a really good commercial if they stream it and show rocket launch? Something with
Which one?
erectile dysfunction.
No.
That'd be a really good commercial during a NASA launch. Like, hey
Well, you
guys, you this? It's see a big
so,
ass take off.
so he was on Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan, I believe last week. I didn't watch much of it because I really don't like either of them anymore. Like, they're both kind of like piece of shit people. But I did watch like one part where he was talking about like the spaceships and stuff. And they were both obviously fucking high out of their minds. And he said there's the point, the tip of the rocket, where kind of like the package or the people would be at and stuff. When they first made it, it was very rounded. And he said it needs to be pointy. And they're like, why? He goes, because that's what people see. That's what's in cartoons. That's what's in the movies. And that's what people visualize. And they're like, what? But he said everyone was on board. They're like, okay. They all get that it's part of the joke. And they're and I remember Joe Rogan's like, but doesn't that fuck with shit? He goes, no, not really. He goes, we had our guys run all the numbers. He goes, it didn't matter. He goes, I wanted a pointy. He goes, so it's fucking pointy. I was like, get out of here. Like only the richest fucking person in the world can be like, I don't like the shape of that spaceship. Change it.
Yes.
Get
Didn't
nuts, man.
Elon Musk, the same person that made that truck that with bulletproof windows?
Yeah, that was the Tesla truck, the Cybertruck.
So it makes sense that he wants it pointy because that's what he probably drew as a little kid, because that fucking Tesla truck looks like a child's picture that just came to life.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
look at
does.
that.
Somebody went Drew.
Yeah, just a point. There's my truck. Look,
Well,
on fucking construction paper. Come on,
yeah,
man.
it's pretty funny, dude. The pre-orders are not on it are crazy,
I wonder what.
But I mean, he's doing a lot of like I don't like him because he's kind of like a shitty person. I don't know if like all the money and the ego went to his head or he's just fucking crazy, like a
No,
madman now.
more of him was exposed. Because at first, I guess people thought he was a nice guy and he's doing good. But the more publicity got, the more his real self came out.
I think he just says fucked up shit, But
Did
he
he expect?
does really great things,
Right.
which is
Have
insane.
you ever seen a sane scientist? Look at Albert Einstein. That motherfucker never, he invented everything else but a comb. I mean, that dude's hair was.
He was, I don't know, because he's the, remember we talked about him not too long ago of him putting the computer in the monkey brain. Remember we talked about that? Yeah, he's big into that now. So, I mean, he does really, really awesome stuff. Like he's doing all the tunnels under LA, to help with traffic. Like the boring project. Yeah, it's called the Boring Company, which is funny because he's like, yeah, it's boring, but they're actually boring a hole. So like they're doing that in LA because he wants like quicker traffic, He wants like his like if you need to get from here to here, you don't have to worry about, trucks and cars. You can just jump on this fucking super train and be, there in minutes. So he's literally a mad scientist.
That's crazy.
But
Well, he's thinking out of the
yeah.
box. Good for him. And he has the money to back it up. He's not one of
Yeah, a
those
lot of
people,
money.
oh, I wish someone could do this. It's more like, I want to make a hole in the ground. Boom, done.
Yeah.
I want a space shuttle to reverse. Yeah. Boom, done.
He does. Well, he made that flamethrower. He made the flamethrower to sell to people to get money for the boring company. So there's the boring flamethrower, which is it's literally a flamethrower. You just screw on a propane tank. I mean, it doesn't shoot out crazy flames. It shoots out like a little like, you know, but it's like people went bonkers. That thing sold out like in minutes. That was like 3-4 years ago.
It's probably good for cigars. You know, one of the cigar lighters, torch lighters, whatever.
But somebody hacked it and made it like a crazy huge thing, but it wasted the whole canister, like, you know, in a couple of seconds.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I mean, he was the richest man for a while. And then Bezos from Amazon was the richest man for a long time. And then Elon Musk took him over maybe about a month ago. And then I think yesterday or today, Bezos took it back. So they're just gonna battle for the rest of their life who's the richest person of all time.
Well, it comes down to profit. If you spend $1 million, $1 billion, knowing that in a year or two you're gonna get $10 billion back, how the titles change. Space travel for consumers and, you know, fucking people, it's not gonna be an issue.
Yeah.
Where you actually,
which is he? He's getting into that too.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, Bezos there was is messing with that.
Art, like back when I was a kid in fucking grammar school, there was a bunch of concept art about that. There was something called the Aurora Project, which looked like a space ship, like a space saucer, and he used propulsion, something like that. Propulsion. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was nothing but like it pulses energy to make it hover, and there's like it's quiet. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
Yeah. So basically, Iron Man.
Almost, basically.
Like an Iron Man kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. But Iron Man's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's cold in my basement. I went over to look for a sweater and I didn't find one. I might have to put on like a coat or a long sleeve shirt.
That's why I got this, and I got my heater.
My guns are getting cold.
Well, speaking of Bezos from Amazon, he recently stepped down. He stepped down as CEO of Amazon.
Really?
So he's not. Yeah, he wants to pursue other projects. He's something along those lines. So, and I think one is the space travel. He wants to start doing what Elon is doing.
Jesus Christ.
But
how about just help America? How about help Texas?
I know, seriously, man.
Clean up some water in Flint.
Elon Musk is like, he's talking all the shit about California, you know, and he's like, oh, I can go to Texas and be free and, you know, not pay taxes. So I was like, okay, how about go help out the fucking state you want to go live in? You know, it's like, you know, but like, oh, you can't do handouts.
Right. There's no return. There's no return. So why is my money there? But, you know, anyway, welcome to the show. What's on today's agenda?
Well, I figure we'll just do the intro at the end. Like we did that last time.
Yeah. I like that.
Kind of thing. And I'll just edit. Fuck. I mean, even with this, I don't need to edit it anymore. I can just leave it up. I don't know. After the I gotta edit it because I gotta edit out that song because it'll get copyright claimed.
Oh, nice.
So I do gotta edit. So yeah, we could do the intro at the end. You want to watch this Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yeah, sure.
They got brought out today.
Yeah, I heard about it. It's ice. Guessing that's Sub-Zero.
Let me know if you can hear it.
First thing about this 7 years ago. Okay. On a mission in Brazil to capture a wanted fugitive. When we got there, it tore through our unit in seconds. target had superhuman abilities.
Is that Marlon Wayne?
It had the same marking.
Or Keenan Knight?
Not sure.
It's a birthmark?
No.
He was born with it.
It's not a birthmark, Cole. It means you've been chosen.
Throughout I'm not sure who he is.
Cultures all over the world reference a great tournament.
I'm guessing that's fun, yeah?
That dragon marking? I think it's an invitation to fight for something known.
And there goes Scorpion.
As Mortal Kombat.
These are your champions.
Wow.
I'm Sonya. That's Kano.
I'm Liu Kang.
Thanks, Jax.
Kung Lao. Lord Raiden. The fate of Earth is in our hands. No matter how many of my people you put in the ground, we will not fail. Kill them.
Is that Goro?
Oh, I didn't even see. I got you. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Ryu!
Sub-Zero.
Like, he did the whole I am Iron Man thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Fucking beauty.
Okay, so I was gonna ask a question and I just saw my answer. I look like from one angle, Kano was
shooting like a laser, that eye laser beam.
I never seen that before. He never did that in the arcade, has he? I don't remember.
Dude, it's been so long.
I don't think he did. But yeah, I thought he was it was another actor who does the Buick commercials, the Cadillac commercials.
Oh man. Matthew McConaughey?
Yes, him. In that 1 second where that side angle, I thought it was him. I'm like, what? No way. He's too big to be in a like cheesy movie. And that guy are you? Some that I don't know who was he.
Although they said it looked like Ryu. That was Liu Kang, I think that was. Yeah.
Why is he dressed like him? That's the wrong game.
Well, in the newer games, he's kind of dressed like that. He's in the with the white and the red kind of thing. But Liu Kang, but that's why I kind of wonder, because it doesn't seem like Liu Kang is the main character, even though the story is Liu Kang. Like Mortal Kombat is all like Liu Kang is like the main character, you know. Even in the last game he became a fucking god, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think the and all the movies it was
wait, we got Armando said something. Yeah. Because they should have done what Marvel did and do a movie about each character leading to a tournament. That would have been good. That would have been really cool.
Yeah,
that would have been really cool. I like, because Sub-Zero has a cool backstory, Scorpion has cool, like all the characters have really cool backstory.
I think, okay, I'm going off the edge here. And I know Mondo maybe will agree or not. Martin, if he's listening, and you know, we talked about video games in the past. Will they ever make a Twisted Metal movie?
I remember it was in the works at one point in the early 2000s.
I enjoyed that game in PS1. I remember clearly PS1. And I passed the game with every single character, and except for the motorcycle one. That was the death guy. Remember Grim Reaper, I think his name was?
I remember he sucked. I mean, everyone played the ice cream man. Yeah, the ice cream truck.
Yeah, Sweet Tooth, I think his name was.
Oh, yeah.
But you know his story, Sweet Tooth story. I don't know. I remember it clearly, like it's good as day. Like you, like happened just a little bit ago. There was also a cab driver in that game. Mm. The cab driver was Sweet Tooth's dad, and he turned out that he had to kill him. But you killed him. Oh, geez, because really? once you kill him, once you get to the leader, leader grants you a wish, whatever you want. Sweet Tooth wanted to know who was his family. He's like, oh, you killed him. He was the guy in the taxi driver. Mm-hmm. Like, and that fucking blew my mind. So I end up playing the taxi driver to see what's his story. He's out looking for his son. That's why he wanted to go to the leader to find and locate his son. And just to turn out, hey, you killed your son. He was Sweet Tooth. So it was nuts. It was crazy. There's the army guy in the Hummer. He wanted to get those UFO files and keep them secret. You had the British agent. He was like in a sports car. He wanted all the files to be exposed to the world and no more hiding. You had the two guys in a monster truck. All they wanted was gas and tires. That's it.
Do you remember a lot more than I? Well, I played it, but I was never like into it like that. I just remember.
I don't know how many characters were on there, but it was the Grim Reaper I couldn't get because it was hard. He had very little armor, a lot of mobility. His weaponry was okay. The special was good, but don't remember passing with him.
Well, let's see. So I looked it up real quick. I guess this is May of 2019. So it's been a little while. Where Twisted Metal TV series was confirmed in development at PlayStation production. So obviously a lot has changed since then, and it seems like they're not. But also, they're also in the same article, they're talking about the Uncharted movie with his name, the Spider-Man guy.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man.
He's in it.
Apparently, all the other Spider-Mans are not going to be in the same movie.
That's what Tom Holland, was it Tom Holland?
Yes.
That's his name? Yeah. That's what Tom Holland said. But there's people saying that he's lying, you know.
You know,
they're keeping the info away from him because he likes to spoil.
Because he did. He does like to spoil a lot. I think it's like what's her name? She-Hulk. Oh, we're not going to do She-Hulk. Yeah. Oh, surprise. Guess what I'm doing? I'm a She-Hulk.
Yeah, even the actress, that's right.
Yeah, she did that.
But yeah, man, I think Armando had a good point. That would be really cool to see from them, you know. But let's
see if it's big.
How
good it gets.
They can follow the video games and do something similar to the video games, because it got a little weird a while ago, but the last couple of video games had pretty good stories, especially the last one. I think the last one was really well received.
Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah. So
the last what movie?
Mortal Kombat. The last Mortal Kombat video game came out last year, I think.
You know, that was 11, if I'm not mistaken, right? MK11. I have not played it since Jesus. What, the arcade? SNES? When they had no blood? It was just sweat. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath, I think it's called.
Dude, you got a drink with you? Let's drink.
I don't got one for me.
Ooh. Now that's gonna warm me up. What cold?
There was so speaking of some other movies, they announced the Borderlands movie.
Oh yes, I saw that.
And they got a pretty good cast building up. They got Kevin Hart is gonna play Roiland in the Borderlands movie.
We all played Borderlands. So I'm not familiar with the characters' names with the
me character neither.
The only character I remember and it's Mondo's favorite. It's that damn robot.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like he knew the little song or whatever. Which I'm happy that I heard that it was Jack Black.
Jack Black, yep.
I'm like, perfect. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. You know what? He has that kind of voice.
Yeah. I just saw on Facebook the music video to Tribute.
Oh yeah. I've
never seen it.
A good one. What's his name is
Kyle.
Oh my, Dave Grohl is the devil in that one, I believe.
Oh really?
And then he comes back as the devil in the Pick of Destiny song.
Oh really?
Yeah. You know, yeah. I believe I could be wrong, but I thought it was. Yeah. But that guy is so cool. They got Kate Blanchett is also in the movie. She's playing Lilith, and Jamie Lee Curtis, and Kevin Hart, and Jack Black. That's a pretty freaking good lineup, you know.
Yeah, it is.
So that's gonna be interesting. That's a good story, I feel like.
Yeah.
I
wonder how it's gonna be in the desert. Whatever. I wonder if they have that same song. No, for the weary, for the wicked, something like that. I can't remember the.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that's the old song. They might. I think many people associated that song with that game, that first one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They might. What else is coming out? I saw some other stuff. Tim Burton is making his TV debut as a director. He is going to direct a Netflix series called Wednesday, which is about Wednesday Addams, the Addams Family.
Wednesday.
Yeah. So, that's all they said about it. They showed a cool kind of picture of, like, I assume her.
Yeah,
like with a violin, cello. But with a knife. Yeah.
Oh, the violin.
No, I think it's cello. It's cello.
I played the cello in high school. I don't know if you knew that.
I think you told me. That's crazy, though. That's a hard one to learn. Cello, violin, it's some difficult stuff.
And viola. Those three I played in high school.
Viola.
Let's
see. What else we got going on?
Have you guys seen the Wednesday short clips? I haven't.
Wednesday the
short clips. Oh my god. So anybody else sore from all that shoveling?
Oh dude. So bad. We're getting another one Sunday.
I know.
Suck. Really suck. Well, here, since we're talking about some other movies, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is such a good freaking show. It's gonna season 8 is gonna be its last season. So the next season it's gonna be done. I don't know if you haven't watched that. It's really good. I usually don't like what the fuck? The guy from SNL.
Oh, Sandler?
Adam. He did a movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And oh my god. He was in Palm Springs, which I love that movie too. That was like one of the best movies of 2020, I think, you know. Although there's only like a handful of movies in 2020, so Andy Samberg,
that's the dude. You know, I have yet watched it, not one episode, but what really intrigues me about that show, it came on Channel 5.
Came on Fox. Yeah, it came on Yeah. That's right. It came on 5 first.
Right.
Yeah.
So it didn't go well. They pulled the plug. They canceled it.
Fans, it did well. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Fans wanted it back. And they pushed. And I think Fox came in to play to pick it up, or Comedy Central. Actually, I believe it was Comedy Central that picked it up, because the fans wanted it, and he ran ever since.
No, it's on Fox. Season 7. Well, season 7 was the last season, and that's the only season that's not, because season 1 through 6 was on NBC. And then season seven, it was just going to end. And then Fox got it. And season seven was on Fox.
Okay.
And now season eight is going to be its last season. But it had good numbers. It had really good numbers.
I might be thinking the wrong show then. Because I remember there was a show on one network. They pulled the plug. Fans wrote, called, picketed, did everything to get it back on. And they did bring it back on, but on a different network. The network picked it up, bought the rights for it, and whatever.
Well, Futurama.
They
was a big one with Futurama.
Yeah, it wasn't animated. I know for a fact it wasn't.
It was probably that one, because when it got canceled, there was a lot of people that were like, "Hey, what the hell?" You know, because it was a good show. It was really, really good. It had good numbers. It was on Fox. That's what it was. It started on Fox, and then it went to NBC. Because once it went to NBC, people were saying, "Oh shit, they could do a crossover with Law and Order," because now they're on the same network. That's what it was. It started on Fox, and then Fox pulled the plug.
What was the lieutenant's name?
Holt, Sergeant Holt, I think.
Okay, that's the bald black dude, right?
The bald black dude, and Terry Crews was in it. You know, it's just a good thing where like things, there was a big issue because obviously Lieutenant Holt or Sergeant Holt was he's gay in the show, you know, so they talk a lot about stuff like that, like, you know, like being black in NYPD, and then also being gay. You know, Terry Crews had a whole thing, you know, being like racially profiled. There's a whole episode about that. You know, you have the two women are Hispanic, you know, like one's Cuban and one's like Puerto Rican ish. They didn't really tell you, but kind of.
Right. So there's the only thing I remember of the show, because Holt, I guess every time when Wench. Every time, yeah. If you go on YouTube, you look it up. There's one that's two minutes long. If you want to put it up on there, that's fine.
But we'll definitely get copyright for that, though. But yeah,
it's like every time, it's like, Wench, I didn't see you flying a broomstick, you know, or something like that, or it was weird. Like, oh, every insult. I was like cracking up. I'm like, this dude's awesome. Let me write some of this shit down.
I guess they used to be a couple. On the show, like the two characters were a couple, and then he obviously left her, and you know, because he was gay, so he came out, and then she kind of hated him for breaking her heart, so she treated him like shit, but then he treated her like shit. It's a really good, it's really, really good.
Yeah. She's wench meat.
Yeah. He's such a good character, because he's so... There's a whole Halloween thing that they do every year, where they do, like, a Halloween game, you know, and it's really interesting. I love when shows do stuff like that, you know, like How I Met Your Mother had the Slapsgiving, you know, so that was kind of the thing with Thanksgiving, you know. That's they funny. Have their Halloween hunt, you know, and so it's a really good show. I enjoy. I'm gonna take off
my headset real quick to put on my sweater.
Okay. Yeah.
Not enough alcohol in the system yet to warm me up. So hold on.
Go for it. Keep talking. Yeah, I mean, that was such a good show. Oh man, so many freaking famous people are in that. Obviously, Holt he's been in a bunch of stuff. Terry Crews. Oh my god, what's her? The girl who plays Gina. She's married to Peele, I think. Jordan Peele.
Hey, I heard you say Gina. Yeah. You want to talk about Mandalorian? And did we find a replacement?
It's very political. Okay. So Gina Carano got fired for thing some
some dumb.
dumb again. The thing is, it's not the first time. Right. You know, it's not the first time. She said it multiple. She said different things multiple times. You know, so I think this was the final straw. And so Disney fired her. But from what I heard is Disney said they are not going to recast her. So you will probably not get Cara Dune in the next season. Fans were going really, really hard for Lucy Lawless.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Fans are going really, really hard, right?
For Lucy Lawless. They wanted Lucy Lawless just to replace her, which I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome. You know, I'm like, she's, you know, not a small, petite woman either. You know, just like, yeah, here, there, boom, you're Cara Dune, done. here's some dark hair. I'm like, I would have been super fine with that. But I guess supposedly they said they said they're not going to recast. But I mean,
right now, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, they still got time. They're not supposed to start filming until like May, I believe. May.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got time before that even all goes down. People are going really, really hard. A lot of right-leaning people are going super hard for her. They're like, first of all, people are saying, oh, she's the greatest thing on that show. Okay, fuck off. She was in like 5 episodes in the entire 2 seasons so far.
Yeah.
I'm like, I enjoyed her character. I thought Cara Dune was a really well-done character. Uh-huh. It just sucks that it was portrayed by somebody with, you know, her kind of views, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I watched it again. The whole thing in 2 days. I don't know what it is about that show. She does make a great character. You know, she plays the role very well. You know, but overall, I think I really enjoy that show. And how are they going to do it? I don't know. Maybe they'll say, oh, she's on planet blah, 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 taking care of business there, you know, and just leave her there. Don't bring her back. Or maybe have little snippets of her voice as like a broken transmission, and it turns out something is done.
I would just be like, done. You're done. So, I don't know. Because now she's a space marshal, so she can just be like, she's over there now. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I have to go. My planet needs me. That's exactly what people are saying. You know? She like, goes up.
Yeah.
But yeah, she... I thought it was just very stupid on her part. I was like, you're not even saying anything important. Like, you know, I don't know. That's what I didn't get. It's like what view are you getting canceled for? like, oh, you're transphobic? Oh, wait, no, you're not. Yes, you are. I don't know what are you trying to argue here, lady?
Just. I don't know. Maybe she watched let's say The Boys and wants her ratings to go up. She wants her points to go up.
Yeah.
So she probably had that going on.
Yeah.
Are they coming back?
Yeah. Yeah. They,
The Boys,
they did everything for season 3. Who's it? The guy who is in Supernatural. Dean from Supernatural, he's going to be in the show. I guess he's playing like a fucked up version of Captain America, like from the comic book. So he's going to play that. So that's going to be pretty interesting.
I thought Homelander.
But there's he's kind of like the messed up version of Superman. Yeah. You know, like, so now you're getting this guy. But there's another show. I forgot what it's called. It's animated, though. It's going to be on Amazon, just like The Boys. And it's from a comic book, just like The Boys, a million times way worse than The Boys. The Boys go through some really messed up shit. This comic book is double worse. Like, I love it. Oh my God. And I watched the trailer. They released a little trailer from it. I'm like, oh, they're not showing people yet what it is. Like, because it's like, oh, this kid, you know, he's playing catch with his superhero dad. You're like, oh, okay. And then it kind of just like shows like, oh, now he's got a costume and you know, I forgot what his Invincible. That's what it's called, Invincible. So I was like, oh boy, wait till that's they really show what happens, because holy shit. You want to read a fucked up comic?
Anything goes in anime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about like one, you don't have to worry about all the special effects like you do in The Boys. But what else? Sonic 2. They're making a Sonic 2.
Yeah, I heard Momoa. It's going to be Tails?
Knuckles. I think Knuckles. But in the logo, the number 2 has two little tails coming from it. So I'm assuming Tails is going to be in the movie, you know, because they're teasing him in the freaking, you know, name.
Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then one last thing before we call it a night is today, as of today, the freaking Marvel, the MCU gets Punisher and Jessica Jones back from Netflix. So that completes all of Netflix. Is all those Netflix shows are back with Marvel. So now they can do Luke Cage, supposedly Daredevil is supposed to be in the new Spider-Man one. Punisher, Jessica Jones, they own all of the rights again. So I wonder if we're going to see all those shows on Disney Plus in the next couple months or so.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Are they going to remake it, or are they going to just take all Netflix logos, change it to Disney, grab the shows, and throw it?
Yeah, I mean, Disney made all those shows. I mean, not Disney. Yeah, Disney made all those shows, like Marvel, MCU.
Okay.
They did those, and then they just put it out on Netflix. Hmm. No, they it was Netflix just like brought it out, but it was all the production company was all Marvel.
That's awesome.
But now Marvel,
I do want to see everything. What you text me? That's Daredevil season 1, Jones season 1, and whatever. Daredevil was good. I really enjoyed Daredevil a lot, and it's the cinematography, it's amazing in that show. It is amazing in that show.
Yeah.
It's little things like that they don't cut away. It's all 1 5-minute fight scene. You know, they happened multiple times. I think season 1
and
two.
Season 2, they did something similar.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's amazing, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's really good. The one thing me and Martin were kind of talking about, but we weren't spoiling it for you. If anybody's listening, you want to watch Daredevil, it's going to be a kind of a big spoiler. Is how messed up and how great the guy who plays Kingpin is. That's got to be the best Kingpin. And it's really hard to beat, what's his name? The guy from Green Mile. I can't think of his name. Who played Kingpin in the old Daredevil movie. He was really good. But the guy who played Vincent, whatever his name is.
Wilson Fisk.
The actor who played Wilson Fisk is like Vincent something. That's the actor's name. He was in one of the Law and Order shows. He was in Men in Black. He was the big bug in the human body.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, something like that.
E come out capital O N O Frio. Onofrio.
Yeah, he said he wants to come back. He's like he's like, I want to be Kingpin again. I was like, yeah, I bet you do, because that's a guaranteed check with the MCU. But he's so good. But the first season, when I was kind of like, I'm like, holy shit, is when he literally beats this guy's head with a car door. Holy shit! He's in there. I was like, he bashes his head off. It was like, I'm like, oh my god, this is a Marvel thing, because that is really violent.
And his best friend is in just in the car in the passage to see what's happening on that side, and he's like getting blood on him. He's like, all right, I'm done. And he just gets a vehicle.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, that part I was like, I'm like, damn, this is violent. And usually you don't think about it because like, yeah, it's violent, but then you're like, oh, this is Marvel. Yeah. Like, holy this is Disney. You know, like, so they can get dark if they wanted to, because, but man, he's really good. He's really, really good. He only shows up in Daredevil, I believe. Oh, no, he shows up in Punisher a little bit, right. But nothing major. But yeah, he looked good. You know, he was big, stocky, like a beefy fucking.
Like I said, awesome. Man, like I said, he'd be great for a lineman, a defensive lineman. You know, I said that. I'm like, I see his.
What, the actor or?
Like, just keeping Wilson Fisk. Draft
the actual Kingpin.
Second round draft.
That's well, you see him in how weird they made him look in the Spider-Verse. The animated one. Really? Like this big old body with the little Dana White head.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, come on, but yeah, that was a little weird. But yeah, he was always a weird character. But this one, they really made him good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
that
guy's nuts. Now I'm looking on here. Michael Clark Duncan. He was also in Daredevil.
He was
Kingpin.
He was Kingpin. Really? He was Kingpin in the movie with Ben Affleck. Yeah.
Ah. See,
which probably was the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he? Was it the best part?
Yeah. Him. Yeah. By far. He's just a big dude naturally, you know, and then they told him like, all right, get bigger, you know, muscles, fat, it doesn't matter, just get bigger. So, you know, he wasn't fat in the movie, but he's a massive dude. And they're just like, go for bigger, you know, and, you know, so, yeah. Wow. And he's a really good actor, man. It sucks that he's gone, but.
Yeah, he was 6'5".
Damn.
How can he get bigger at 6'5"? I mean, I can't find his weight. But yeah, he died in 2012. That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't even say. I think he had complications or something. But anyway. Yeah, rest in peace, Clark Duncan.
There's a picture. I don't know how that is from there, but he was a big dude. Big old dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, he was probably the best part of the movie because Ben Affleck as Daredevil was not good. And then what's her name as Elektra was. Maybe she was a little bit better, but she was also not good.
Wow. No, I mean, I don't know with this Daredevil actor. I think we talked about it. I really like him. I really enjoyed him. I never heard of him before.
Charlie Cox, I believe his name is.
But he's a really good actor. Like I said, there's so many times he's fighting and he's just like, make these little head nods. I'm like, shit, I forgot. He's blind.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I know him and the guy who plays Loki. Tom Hiddleston, I think his name is. Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. They're like really good friends. I didn't know that. I guess they did Broadway plays together and shit like that. So there's an interview like at a Comic-Con type of thing where they're both on the couch. They're talking about it, you know, and they're talking about like how they would love to be in a movie together as Loki and Daredevil, you know, but then like, you know, like, well, you're like Loki died for like the third time, you know, Daredevil got canceled. So you're like, ah, fuck, you know, now it's a possibility, you know,
Loki,
it's a super.
Yeah. Loki,
his show is coming out.
Yeah, that's right.
I can't wait for his show. Dude, this year with Marvel is just going to be epic. Because WandaVision, we didn't even talk about that. But tomorrow, the next episode of WandaVision, the last three episodes are going to be an hour long, which is going to be awesome. Yeah.
Well, good, man. About time, because I'm tired of these fucking cliffhangers. These 20-30 minutes, and then, like, we got to wait for fucking 6 days, 7 days.
Oh, it's so annoying.
8 days. Because for some weird-ass reason, on Fridays, WandaVision and Disney Plus does not work well.
That sucks.
Everyone wants to stream and wants to see it when it first comes out. Nope. We have to wait till Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. That's the only time you get access to it. Like, we go into it, choose WandaVision. Oh, there was an error. Okay, let's watch something else. Oh, there was an error. Like, come on.
Is your TV plugged into the internet or Wi-Fi?
No, it's plugged in. It's hardlined.
Plugged in? Oh, damn. Really? Yeah, because me and Erica usually watch it like around 5:30, which is like the peak. You know, it's like the busiest time because everyone just got home from work kind of shit, you know. And we never really have any issues.
No.
I blast the surround sound. It's awesome.
We want to see it, you know, like 9, 10 o'clock, whatever. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Really? Oh, that really sucks, dude.
Yeah. All the way. There was times we were up like 1 in the morning. You know, we eat stuff because, you know, it's Friday. No, dude. You couldn't see shit until Saturday afternoonish or Sunday when we have time because we're just busy as hell. Yeah. But, yeah. So, one thing, WandaVision. All right. So, I thought WandaVision was Wanda's vision. What she sees captive. Jess thought WandaVision was Wanda and Vision. And
Vision. Yeah.
Right. So when I was explaining to her, I'm like, oh, I get it. WandaVision. It's Wanda's vision. Like what she sees, what she portrays, what everything's going on in her head. That's what they call it, WandaVision. And she looked at me, she's like, that's funny because I thought WandaVision was Wanda and Vision. And now, like, we both understood each other at the same time. Yeah. So my question is to you, which is it? Is it either or? Is it one of those? Or is it something else?
And I mean, now, why don't I get into spoilers? Because if people haven't watched, like, last episode. Because technically, it is Vision, but it's not Vision. Because it's no spoiler, because you watched Endgame or Infinity War. He died in Infinity War.
What?
Yeah, I know. Flip the table. Son of a bitch, I didn't watch a 2-year-old movie.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting.
Yeah, so I mean, technically it is Vision, but it's not. You know, so it's kind of weird. Like that's why I'm kind of like really to see what happens with it, because I guess you could go either way, because WandaVision, because it's mainly about them too, you know, but it's also, it could be like, if you a play on words where it's Wanda's vision, you know,
right,
you know, of like the world of her reality, because that's her power, right, is she can shape reality,
right? So I'm like,
but yeah, I never thought about it like that though, but that's an interesting way to think about it.
So you never thought of like Wanda's vision?
No. I was just like WandaVision because it's just Wanda and
yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what Jess was. Because after all that stuff that happened, actually it was like 2 episodes, not this previous one. It was like 2 episodes ago. That's why like it dawned on me. I'm like, wait, it was a Brady Bunch, it was Family Ties, it was like I Love Lucy. I'm like, oh shit.
That was
I get it. Yeah, now
that was pretty awesome.
I'm like, I get it. You know, it's her vision playing the sitcoms when she was a kid. And, you know, and I guess I'm thinking too much into it. Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, dude, there's so much, like, Marvel doesn't do anything by coincidence. You know what I mean? That's why so many people are thinking Fantastic Four is going to be somehow announced in WandaVision. You know, because there's so many, like, little things that they could do, but we'll have to see. But yeah, that's something. Marvel just doesn't do things by coincidence. So if they did that, then there's a really good chance, like, it is a play on words. It's like, oh, it's Wanda's vision of the of her perfect world, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know. So I mean, I never thought about that, but that's a really good. And you know what? I don't think I heard anybody even talk about that, you know, because I watch a lot of like new rock stars, Nerdist, and stuff like that. They never really talk about that. It was like, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It kind of it does make you think, like, it change the whole idea of WandaVision show, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. I'm like,
yeah.
And I was sober when this happened. So I wasn't not you know, oh, whatever, but
yeah,
I wasn't drinking or nothing. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So that's great.
That's great. Why so many people were like hating the first couple episodes. They're like, oh, it's really weird. It's really stupid. I was like, yeah, but it's also, I'm like, here's a character who's a mutant that they can't say is a mutant, but she has these really crazy powers. Here's a robot that's like part Iron Man, part Hulk, part Ultron, and part Jarvis, and part Infinity Stone. You know, so he's a really weird, unique character in the movie. And then they wind up loving each other, you know, possibly because of the Infinity Stone, you know, made him, gave her powers. So they're just weird characters, you know? And I'm like, cool. I don't mind weird, you know? So I knew the beginning was going to be really weird, but man, everyone was like, this is stupid. And then episode 3-4-ish is when everyone hooked.
Yeah, that was me.
Everyone was hooked.
So
Kat Dennings came back and it changed.
So you said it gave her powers. Vision gave her powers.
Wasn't the Mind Stone.
The Mind Stone gave her Wanda mm-hmm. powers?
Yeah.
What
powers in Age of Ultron. She, well, technically.
Because she had all the, yeah. She hasn't really. She
learned. They introduced her as with powers already. But there's a post-credit scene. I don't know which movie it is because it all kind of blurs. But there's a post-credit scene, I believe. I believe after Thor. I don't remember. But in this post-credit scene, you see her and her brother in jail cells.
Right.
And he's like zipping around. And she's like, you know, floating blocks and they like explode. So they're in the cell, but as the guy Stryker, who's like a big character that they didn't really pay off, like he's a big deal in the comic book. So as he was walking, they had the saber or the staff there. And later you find out the staff has the Mind Stone in it. So they were manipulating the power of the staff to fuck with people. And they gave the powers to them too, like they awoken powers. So that's why they couldn't link X-Men or any mutants, so they had to avoid all that. So that was one thing, how like they were able to introduce people with powers was the Infinity Stones gave them powers. But now they can change the story a little bit and play around with shit. It's like, well, were their powers always there, and then the trauma of an Infinity Stone fucking with them awoken the powers. So, like the X gene. Yeah. It's just, it's so, it gets so inner.
Yeah.
That's, linked. I mean, you forget.
A rabbit hole. Yeah. Because we could go on forever with this and it would never, there's busy. No ending in sight. So. You got to be careful, don't slip and fall, because once we get the falling Kramer, you and I both know we're not going to come back.
Yeah, no,
we're going to go on continue forever with this. And yeah,
well, for sure when WandaVision's over, so in 2 more weeks, because this week is one and then the last two are the next 2 weeks, for sure when that's over, we're gonna have a podcast probably totally dedicated to the entire series and whatever is going to happen. Cause you know, Marvel always sets up the next thing. So
yeah, they're good at
that. All right. So Yeah, I know you got to go. Yeah, I know you said 5 minutes, maybe 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I just got to be at work at 5 tomorrow.
Oh, geez. All right. But yeah, let's end it here. Thank you guys for watching episode 55 of the Did We Just Become Best Friends podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. You can check us out on all social media platforms. Look up our name or W or D, WJBBF, which is abbreviations. Follow us on Twitch, YouTube, all that good stuff. Facebook, we go live every Thursday. You can give us a call, 312-834-7048. And if you leave a good enough message, you might hear yourself on the next episode. Thank you guys for watching, and see you guys next week.
Have a good one, guys. See you later.